by Lord's desire, by the desire of Sri Guru Gauranga, Radha Madan Mohan Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath. I have got this opportunity to come over here. I have never thought of this. Last year, I made all programs, but all of a sudden, I had to cancel and go back to India. Everything depends upon him. What can be done? I have got drawbacks. I do not know the local language. The difficulty. And another country from foreign country have come. It's been in bout a Ausländer. They come from India. It's come a Aus India. What can be done? I cannot speak German language. Is prese keine Deutsche. I cannot speak. Whether it is correct or not.
But we understood.
Huh?
We understood.
We have understood. My pronunciation is not correct.
Good.
Correct. Please excuse me. Excuse me, miss. It is correct?
I think it was French, maybe. No? excuse me means, bitte entschuldigen Sie mich.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
It is France.
Excuse me? No.
Oh.
This is Italian.
Written by our Haridas. Miss in East, I. Me is also me. East means I.
Yes.
East, I say. East. Like this. And you must do. Do you do? That I know. Guten Abend. Danke, es jaune. Is it correct? Thank you well. Thank you well. Huh?
Yes, correct.
Correct. You have to correct me. It is very difficult to learn every language. If I remain here for a long time, then I can have some practice. I think our Gurudev, perhaps, he understood that I shall have to go to outside India. For that reason, he engaged me in starting German language in our school and to conduct that. And so, I had to attend some classes there. But I cannot remain in one place for a long time. There is difficulty. One professor, Max Lohmann, he used to come. And what I have learned, I have forgotten at that time. Only some words I have remembered. Now, we started one topic yesterday about Boli Maharaj and Baman Dev. But due to short of time, I could not finish it. Here also, how long I shall speak?
Take the clock away.
Difficulty. depends upon them. You see, I think you have remembered when Devaraj Indra, Indra emperor of the demigods, killed Bali Maharaj and other prominent demons. After that, Shukracharya, he had the knowledge of Mrityu Sanjeevani Sudha, that incantation, by that incantation, he brought back the lives of many demons and also Bali Maharaj. And as per his advice, Vishwajit Yajna was performed. Shukracharya was the chief of the Brahmins of Bhrigu family. Bhrigu family, chief, very powerful. And Shukracharya said to the demons, to Bali Maharaj, you should perform Vishwajit Yajna. By which you will be able to conquer the whole world. That is necessary. Always you have some danger from the demigods. Whatever your Gurudev, whatever you say, I should obey you. And Bhrigubhangshya Brahman, all the Brahmins, and amongst them, principal is Shukracharya, performed as Yajna, and Bali Maharaj became very powerful. Got many weapons. In Akhay Tun, Tun means quiver. Quiver where you can keep the arrows in case. There is undecaying. And after that, Bali Maharaj surrounded them. And Indra came to fight with him, mounting on the Vairavat, mythological elephant. But when he could not stand before them, he went to Virashpati, his Gurudev. And here his Gurudev advised them. Because as all the Brahmins are at the back of Bali Maharaj, you will not be able to conquer because Sihari is in their favor. Sihari is in their favor. You will be defeated. You will be killed. So it is my advice, you leave heaven and go to Antariksha, means an intervening place between stars, and remain there consuming yourself. Then when Gurudev said like this, they became demoralized. They left heaven and went there. This you have heard. And Aditi, mother of the demigods, she was extremely grief-stricken. For seeing the sons driven out from heaven. And she almost remained without food, almost, and always weeping. And she had been waiting when her husband will come, Kashyapa Rishi, very powerful. And she would submit her desire to him. Now, after a long time, Kashyapa Rishi came and was astounded to see that there is no glamour in the house, nothing, everything is unclean, and his wife was also lean and thin and emaciated. What is this? Then his wife said, there is no other reason. Only reason is my sons were driven out from the heaven, and demons occupied them. So I pray to you kindly, drive out all these demons and bring back my sons to them. Then Kashyapa advice, you have already heard about this. At last Kashyapa said, you shouldn't have this sort of material ego. It's a very nice, very impressive teachings, instructions of Kashyapa Rishi to his wife. You have to go through this. When there will be misconception of self, you will understand what you are and what others are, then everything will be wrong. Everything will be wrong. You do not know. Actually, you have got eternal relation with the Supreme Lord. And all have come from the Supreme Lord. Nobody in this world, no sentient being is my enemy. I give the fruits of my own action. They are only instrumental. They are not the cause. So, without seeing all this discrimination, etc., you start bhajan like this. But Aditi, Mother Aditi, she said, your advice is very valuable. There is no doubt in it. But yet, I do not know why I have got this desire. The demigods, my sons should come here. I cannot give up this desire. Kindly please fulfill my desire. He repeatedly prayed. Then Kashyapa Rishi is not an ordinary person. He understood this is the desire of Supreme Lord. My wife is devotionally inclined. She is a devout devotee. She was worshipping. I saw her. Now, why? She has got such desire. With the desire, God may appear and do something. For that reason, my wife is repeatedly requesting me. She would understand this. Yeah, he could trust our Kashyapa Rishi. All right, I have understood. Why? You know everything. You have heard from me. But why you are asking repeatedly? You can get it by the grace of Keshav, Krishna, Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord can fulfill your desire, and nobody else. So you have to do Keshav Toshan Vrata. You have to take the vow of pleasing. Keshav means Krishna. Krishna is one name. For 12 days means 12 years. Our 12 years. One day is equal to 1 year of the demigods. 12 years. By only taking milk, cow milk. And this is the procedure. As a guru, Kashyapa is instructed. His wife, and told her, you are to do as per my direction what I have instructed you in toto. Then God will appear before you. His personality was such. And Aditi, as per direction, our husband and also guru now. He gave mantra everything, how to. With great austerity and penance, with great devoutness, she performed. 12 days means 12 years, our human beings. Without taking any other thing, always praying to Supreme Lord, worshipping. When 12 days, just the time has come, as we finished, immediately God appears. Because to substantiate the statement of Kaushalya. The realized soul, whatever they say, when Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu said, where is your Bhagavan? He is everywhere. Why I am not seeing in this pillar? He is everywhere, he is there also. He is there? Yes. I shall kill your Bhagavan, Hari. After that I shall kill you. Gave a serious blow, was a very strong and stout, very chief of the demons. By his penance, he drove out all the demigods from there. Heaven. By only penance, without fight. So much powerful. But when he gave a blow, Vishnu Bhagavan appeared. Why? Prahlad has said, and now, before that, Nishina Bhagavan rescued, protected Prahlad. In different ways, Hiranyakashipu tried to kill Prahlad. But, he said, but here also without appearing, he could have protected Prahlad, saved Prahlad. But why he appeared? Satyam vidhatu nijivritta vasitam. To substantiate the statement of Siddha Bhakta. Immediately he appeared. So you require a Siddha Bhakta when you try to get a mantra from a Siddha Bhakta. If a Siddha Bhakta gives the mantra, the Supreme Lord will be at the back. Why? This sincere seekers of truth, they seek for a, they search for a Shuddha Bhakta, Sadguru, what for? This is the cause. And immediately God appears to Aditi Mata. I have learned your desire. I have learned your desire. I shall come as your son at the proper time, very auspicious time. I shall come and do the needful, whatever there is, and disappear. And they are waiting that auspicious time when that moment has come, that is Sravana Dadashi. Sravana Dadashi, not Dadashi only. Dadashi, 12th lunar day. Dadashi Tithi. Tithi is lunar day. And star is Abhijit. That is also very auspicious. In that auspicious moment, Supreme Lord appeared, Narayan. Carrying in hands conch shell, shankha chakra vadanti, and discuss and mace and lotus appeared in front of them. Showing then that Supreme Lord Bhagavan has appeared, and immediately before them became a little boy, dwarf Brahman, very beautiful. When Krishna appeared there in Mathura, immediately he did not become, he did not take the human form. But Vasudeva Devaki, they prayed. After their prayer, then Krishna, I would have come in human form, but then you would have no belief that I have come to kill Kamsa. I have come. Then he became took the human form. And Vasudev to Krishna by crossing the Jamuna to Gokulma, or the Chimno, like this. And when Bhamandev appeared, by seeing the Bhaman, small dwarf, so beautiful, so charming, Kashyap Rishi and Aditi Mata were engrossed or absorbed by affection for the son and getting bliss, complete bliss. They are very much, they think you are very much lucky getting such a son. And they also, the actually performance, all the, that is enjoined to the scriptures after the birth, that was done. And after that, at the proper time, a son, a Brahmin son should have initiation. That time, when that time came, then that accepting of the sacred thread, that performance, the ritual performance was performed. And after that, all the demigods and the Rishi Munis, even Aditi, all they have given some offerings to Bhamandev. Some has given wooden sandal, some has given deer skin, and rajin, and some rishi, some muni, and Aditi Mata, all sacred thread, and also umbrella, and also danda, holy stick, everything. You have to accept. We only utter the mantra, do not accept this danda. At the time of diksha, you have to accept this. We utter mantra. Do not wear the skin of the deer, but that mantra is uttered. After getting this, then Bali Maharaj in the holy Bhrigugaccha Khetra, by the side of the bank of Narmada river, holy river, he was performing with the Brahmins yoga, Mahajoga performing. And anybody who will come, he will give. Was a bountiful donor, Mahadata, contributor, Bali Maharaj, donor. Now, Bhamandev, after Upanayan, investment of the righteous form, taking holy thread, the person who has taken that trap, he should go for bhiksha, begging alms. Brahman brothers started going, proceeded to Bodhi Maharaj's place to beg alms. Under the pretext of taking this initiation, to go with umbrella, and when he was going with umbrella, so many Brahmins, they're rushing. The Brahmins are the desirable person to be given all the donations and contributions, have to be given to the right person. They are the desirable person. For that reason, they are going. They saw before them an umbrella is going. How umbrella can go? The idiot thing going. Because so dwarfed by the umbrella, the Bamandev was covered. And they saw an umbrella is moving, was moving. What is this? They are astonished. And after stooping down their head like this, oh, small, a beautiful Brahman. He will go. We shall go first. Keeping him behind us. We shall cross. They crossed it. Then one will go first and will pray for this thing, and that will be given to him. That others will be deprived. For that reason, they are running. Crossing Balima, Bamandev. When they are going, again they saw in front that umbrella is going. What is this? Several times they are crossing, several times. This one. This is the magic of Supreme Lord. Magic is Maya. Nobody can understand. And ultimately, first, Bamandev set his holy footprints in the sacrificial site of the Bali Maharaj. And manifested his power. All the fire of the sacrifice became dim. Because of the coming of Bamandev. When sun comes, other lights, nothing like that. When Supreme Lord Bamandev said his holy prayers, everything became dim. Then all the Brahmins there stood. They got up. Oh, they couldn't understand the Supreme Lord has come. They understood some powerful Brahmin has come. Then Bamandev made obeisances. Bali Maharaj made obeisances to Bamandev and worshipped the lotus feet. Bali Maharaj is a devotee, worshipped the lotus feet. And the water of the feet he took on his head and all the family members. After worshipping, I think you have come here with some prayer. Whatever you want, I can give you. Whatever you want. If you want a state, a kingdom, I can give you. If you want an empire, I can give you. You want to marry, I can give one bearing all good marks, good signs, one daughter. For you. Whatever you desire, I shall give. Then Bamandev said, I know. Your forefathers, I know. Everything I know. Then he was narrating, Kashyapa Rishi, your forefathers, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha was so powerful, he could not get any person to fight with him. And when Bhagavan appeared as boar, then Hiranyaksha challenged. And there was a big fight. And Bhagavan killed him after taking too much training and trouble. Not easily. Very powerful. And Hiranyakashipu, by his penance, smoke was coming from the head. And all the demigods, they fled from him. Without any war. Everything he occupied. I know your history. And Prahlad Maharaj, your grandfather, by remembering him, everybody will become sanctified, pure, because he is one of the 12 Mahajans, Vaishnava, a pure Vaishnava. Amongst 12 Mahajans, Yudhishthira Maharaj said, one is Prahlad. You are so fortunate. And your father, Virochan, I know him. Virochan, by giving promise to any Brahman, he did not give up that promise. Always kept that promise. You also, whatever I want from you, you will give it. I know. You have got that qualification. Now, before asking anything, Bhavandev made all things congenial to him. When you will give one word to me, you will keep it. I know. On hearing this, Bali Maharaj was astonished. I do not know the glories of my forefathers. And he is speaking all these things. We had one of our Guru Maharaj's disciple was there, but he was like us, like a father of us, from Gwalpara, Madhavandhu. Complexion is very good. He used to go to the houses. Here he knows Nepali language, Hindi language, Bengali language, Assamese language. When he will go to a Nepali house, what is your name? Then he will speak, his father, his father, his father, his father. So connected with us. Then give him something. Not Harikatha. I had been with him. I was not speaking in Harikatha. To one Bengali, what is your father's name? Then his father, his father, his father, his father. I was astonished. What is this? And that person was, perhaps he is very intimately connected with her family. So something should be given. As a good collector, like this. Here also, Bhavandev, omniscient, omnipotent, everything. He knows everything. But Bali Maharaj did not see Bhavandev as Supreme Lord, a powerful Brahmin. He was astonished. All right, whatever you want, I will give. If you want, give me 3-footed land. Land measuring 3 feet, not feet. A small dwarf, Bhavandev, and his foot will be like this. 3 feet, yes. Nothing. By hearing this, body must start. You spoke so many things. And you have prayed for me for nothing. What is this? Only measuring 3 feet of a human being's foot, like that. 3 feet, what will be? If taking from me something, if you go to another, then it will be my disgrace. Do you know what I am? I am the owner of the 3 worlds. Heaven, world and underworld. I can give you Jambudvip. Jambudvip means Asia. I can give you. By taking from me, receiving something from me, if you go to others again, that will tarnish my name. I am a great contributor, a donor. So you should consider again. You should consider and then you pray. Then Bhavandev said, now we are Brahman. I am Brahman. Brahman should be pleased with small property. Brahman, who is Brahman? Brahman janati iti Brahma. Brahman only by words Brahman, but no knowledge of Brahma. What sort of Brahman? Brahman has got this knowledge that I am Atma, I require Atma, not Anatma. The real self is Atma, Onu Satchidananda. By getting Satchidananda, you will be pleased. Atma will have satisfaction. By getting Anatma, whole infinite planets, if anybody gives me, I shall not be happy. Not to speak of these 3 worlds. If you give me Jambudvip, then I shall not be happy. I shall ask from you this whole world. Properties of whole world. When you give me whole world, then I shall demand nether world. After that heaven, after that the property of Brahma. There is no end of it. Those things are actually not necessary. I am Atma, I require Atma. Because Paramatma. By getting Paramatma, he will get absolute bliss and all things automatically. He is Supreme Lord. By getting whom, we get all. By knowing whom, we know all. Jasmin prapta sarvidam praptam bhavati. Jasmin gyate sarvidam vigyatam bhavati. Absolute bliss you will get. And also everything automatically. A son of an emperor, he lost the house of his father. And he was moving as a beggar on the pedestrian, on the path of the pedestrians, moving. Then someone came. You are the son of the emperor. Why you are? I do not know. He was taken and given to the emperor. All odds will be removed automatically. In this world also. If we can go to Supreme Lord, so everything is within Supreme Lord. Nothing is outside. If this thing is outside, then Supreme Lord will lose his infinite position. He is absolute. There can't be anything outside. So I shall be glad if I get this three-footed land, nothing more. A Brahmin should not ask. Shukracharya was there. Shukracharya thinking, my disciple has got no wisdom. He is ignorant. He got no knowledge, but I have got the knowledge. I should think about the welfare of the disciple. He is full. He is thinking, this a dwarf Brahmin. But this is not dwarf Brahmin. Narayan, Supreme Lord, has come in the form of a dwarf Brahmin. Under the pretext of taking 3 foot, he will take everything. And where my disciple will stay? He is full number one. What do you think? This Brahmin? What do you think? He is Narayan, Supreme Lord. To fulfill the desire of the demigods, he has come. You take away all things. You will be not be able to give 3 foot land. You will not be able to give. So you should not give. It is my order. Then Boli Maharaj said, I have already given what? How can I withdraw? You say, he is Bhagavan. I am not seeing Bhagavan. If he is Bhagavan, there the best desirable person, all things should be given to him. And you are guru saying he is Bhagavan, you should not give. What is this? I am seeing a small dwarf Brahmin. If I do not give, if by your conviction, if you think that he is Supreme Lord, then he will forcibly take. He is omnipotent. What I lose if I become a giver? I have given what? I cannot speak lie. I cannot tell lie. It is impossible for me. Then Shukracharya tried to convince Boli Maharaj. You see, always you should not speak truth. If you always speak truth, then you cannot retain your wealth. It is not good. If anybody has got $10 million and if he announces it, then all the government people will come, sales tax officer, income tax officer, then all the institutions, they will come, thieves, dacoits, all will come, and everything will be taken away. You have to say, you are not to say, speak the truth. You have to say, I have got nothing. I am very poor. With a torn cloth you have to move. And if you give $1,000, that person is very good. You will get name and fame, everything. And you can maintain. You can do all ritualistic performance. And if everything is gone, what will you do? Always speaking truth is not good. And also, one rogue, a depraved person, very reckless person. She was running after a woman to violate her chastity. and that woman was running. And in one, then she ran there. And that person came, and there was another person there. That where that woman, which way? That person saw. At that time you speak truth, it will be not virtue. You have to speak lie, just the opposite. Always speaking truth is not good. You have given many, you will go through this. And you cannot refute this contention with such reasoning. So, it is why you do not understand. When you will give, this dwarf Brahman will become Trivikram. By the body, he will occupy whole the sky. And by 2 feet, everything. You cannot give 3 feet. Everything. You will be indebted. Will be difficulty. Knowing it well, how can I advise you? You should know. And I have kept word. I still have to keep my word. Then Sukadevji was angry. Alright, I curse you. Your whole wealth will be destroyed. You kind person. Give. Then Bali Maharaj with one water pot. Kamandalu, do you know? Second language, water pot of the ascetic. This is called Kamandalu, Sannyasi. That Kamandalu also, Bhavandev, holding that Kamandalu, Dhandu, etc. Kamandalu, there is no appropriate word here. Sacred water pot. And by that, by taking water, he will give his promise and giving this 3 foot land like this. But Shukracharya has got so much affection for the disciple. There is one kind of qualification. He entered into that where this water is coming, into the hole. And no water is coming. What is this? And there are some sticks of the bamboo. And Bolivar brought, and there is like this. By that, he lost one eye. It is said, Kana Shukar. Kana means one eye lost. Because he is giving obstacle for the service of Supreme Lord. But we are not to commit offense, that is not a speech. He was right in his own position. And after that, water came. He chanted the mantra and gave. Immediately, Bhavandev became Trivikram. Like Hanuman. Became so whole sky was covered by his body. And the 2 feet or three lok, three worlds, and went to Saptalok. 2 feet. And all the Brahma and other demigods there saying prayers to Bhavandev. Then Bhavandev said, you have given me promise to give me 3 foot. Measuring 3 foot. 3 foot land according to human, according to my feet. You should keep your word. In your family, your father, by giving word to the Brahmin. all escaped the word. And he had given this word, you should keep. Give me. When I have lost everything, for that I am not sorry, but I have got nothing now. And how can I give? You cannot give. Then Garur, first name. And Garur came. And with sea god is there. You said here also Neptune. By sea, surrounded all through. First, by seeing that all the demons, they are very much disheartened and angry. What is this? What is this? Brahma, he took away all of my our king. And after their first, what is this? We shall forcibly take. They started fighting to get back the property. Attacked Bhavandev. And the many soldiers are coming from the body of the Supreme God. And they are fighting and killing. Then Bodhi Maharaj called them. Now my time is not good. You should not fight. By seeing me, all the demigods, they left. Now my time is not good. If you fight, you will be killed. You should wait for the auspicious time, not now. Good time. You should not. Then, all the gods of the seven and even all Netherlands and worldly people, they were in extreme grief, even demigods, by seeing Bali Maharaj is personally surrounded by water. What is this? They have got supreme lamentation. They are crying. Demigods, they are also. They have got attraction for Bali Maharaj. They know the Bali Maharaj is a very virtuous person. Devotee. What is this? Then Bhavandev approached Bali Maharaj. You have given word. You keep your word. Give me another food. Then Bindhavali, his wife came, and in the privately, she said to her husband, you have given what is, you think these things, I am the proprietor. Actually, you are not proprietor. You have got a false ego. Everything belongs to Supreme Lord. You have given all the things to Supreme Lord, Supreme things, but you have not given your ego, yourself, that I am the donor. That you can give. You have given what you think to be the proprietor and owner, all these things you have given, but you have not given yourself. Alright. That is good. Yes, another food. Where is another food? What is the place? Then another food comes out of the navel of the Vikram Bhagavan and came out from it and placed on the head of the Bali Maharaj. And all the demigods, they are showering flowers. They are shouting about the glory of Bali Maharaj. So fortunate, so Supreme Lord, which cannot be attained by Brahma, Rudra, etc., and other saints, etc. That lotus feet will be placed on his head. That's why he's very fortunate. And they're all eulogizing or are happy by seeing them. Then Vamandev said, I am happy you have kept your words. Even your Gurudev cursed you in spite of that. You have not given up your promise. You didn't speak lie. You have spoken the truth. So I am very much pleased. So long you are the giver, I am the receiver. I am the giver. Whatever you want, I shall give you. Ask me. Whatever you want, I shall give you. So long you are the giver, I am the receiver. Now I am giver, you are receiver. Ask properly. And human beings, what they do? Those of the attachment to the world, whatever you have taken, return. Isn't that it? Whatever you have taken, all this property of the three worlds, then return that to me. We should have asked like that. But Bali Maharaj said, no. This lotus feet should remain on my head permanently, eternally. I do not want anything else. Then Vamandev, pleased, I am giving you Sutalpuri like Vaikuntha. I shall remain there as doorkeeper, guard. Anything? He has lost anything? Lose anything? He loses anything? No. Nothing. By serving Krishna. By Vamandev. Complete religion. Vamandev was satisfied. You go there, and Prahlad Maharaj was very much mentally dejected, for he tried his son, Virochan, to become a sadhu. But he became a demon. But his grandson is a great devotee. And Prahlad Maharaj was very much happy. Then Sukradeva said to Prahlad Maharaj, you go with your grandson to the Sutalpuri. Go there. Taking the grandson, you go. Sukradeva was very much mortified. And Krishna always gives respect to the Brahmin. And Krishna said, what you are thinking? You perform yajna for the benefit of your disciple. They are doing all this for getting benefit. You do another yajna, another sacrifice, another for the benefit of the. Then Sukadeva said, you have put your holy feet on the head of my disciple. What I have to do? Everything has got. Why are you saying like this? Then Sukadeva replied, mantratas tantratas chidram desha kalara vasuta sarvam karjani siddham anusankirtanantam. If anybody utters mantra incorrectly, not correctly, then the result will be reverse. There may be some defect of the Brahmins in uttering mantra and also tantra. There is a gradual procedure of doing some ritualistic performance. If that gradual procedure is not there, irregular, if not regular, then you will get the reverse result. tantra. Gradual procedure should be according to the injunction of the scripture. You have to do it. This is first, then second, then third, like this. You have forgotten to do this. And at the end you are doing this. There is a one kind of defect. Mantra tantra sa chidran desha kalar bhustutva. And the earth over which you have done this yajna, if the earth is not sacred, then the result would be just the opposite. Outwardly you have cleared everything. But it is said in the scripture, after digging the earth, if after 10 or 12 feet under the earth, if there is any bone of the animals, then that is unholy. Anything will be, if any sacrifice, any oblation is done, there will be no good food. Who has seen whether their bones are there by digging? And the article should be holy. Cow milk, for cow milk, the ghee should be also ghee, the cow milk ghee, not any other buffalo milk or then cow milk ghee. By that you have to perform. But nowadays in India you do not get adulteration everywhere. And Brahman should be a good Brahman with all kinds of qualities. The person who will do it, mantrata tantrata chidram desha kalara bhastuta sarvangad nishchidram anusankita. But by uttering the holy name, my disciple, he has got the touch of the lotus feet. And he has uttered your name. Everything, all kinds of defects have been removed. There is no need of doing another sacrifice, another yajna. No need. You will find in Gita, in Bhagavad, it is written there. But that is, by, here by giving Supreme Lord, he, everything he has given, and his own self, Atma Nivedan, by one bhakti, if with devoutness we do, by one bhakti, by Sravana bhakti, it requires akanga sadhakanga sadhaka bhuranga, nishthaita upaja primetaranga. If there is nishtha, firm faith, there's firm faith, then firm faith and devoutness, then sincerity, then we'll get the fruit. Only by hearing Parikshit Maharaj got the highest objective. Only by singing, performing Kirtan, Sukadev Goswami. Only by Smaran, Prahlad Maharaj. Only by serving the lotus feet, Lakki Devi. Only performing Puja, Prithu Maharaj. And only by bandhan, by uttering hymns, O Krur. And only by Dasya Bhakti, Hanuman, Shakha Bhakti, Arjun, and Atmanidhan Bhakti, Bali Maharaj. But the highest Atmanidhan you will find in gopis, we have heard. In Atman, there is a gradation. We cannot, Atmanidhan Bhakti, when we perform Navodhyam Parikrama, our Prabhupada started from Mayapur. This is seat for cultivation of Atmanidhan Bhakti. First, you should have surrender, then you can do another Bhakti. Adho Varpiji Paschapriya. He introduced, first you have to perform Parikrama, Atmanidhan Bhakti. But Atman will be lost, we shall feel it. But we should have the knowledge, we should have the knowledge, I am of Krishna. If that knowledge, that relation is not there, then how you will start? Adho Arpiji Paschat Krita. Now, I do not know when I shall come again. I have got all kind of drawbacks, not good hold over English also. At times I find not appropriate words to express me. That puzzles me. Somehow I have expressed, whether we understood or not, I do not know. They are giving encouragement. But in France, you have to have you have to interpret.